What was it like being a Democrat during that time period? Were you able to have input? Were you able to have discussions? I've talked to several Democrats who said they were largely shut out of the process.
Well, I think that your ability to participate depends really on what you're trying to accomplish and some of the relationships that you've had a chance to build. And throughout this session, I made it a priority to establish a lot of relationships with my colleagues within my own party and across the aisle. So when it came time to deal with things like budget negotiations, where I may not have been in the room, and the conference committees were huge, over 130-something people. But realistically, you're looking at leadership, about a dozen people who are actually negotiating and making decisions. But having people come by my office, friends that I had made, and really more of a, you learn and are able to influence and sort of push things by having quiet conversations, because you're seen as somebody that they can rely on for sort of an even-handed take on things. So whereas I may not have been in the room, I do feel like I was able to stay informed, and I was able to also sort of throw out some ideas or sort of help recommend maybe some alternatives.
Not being in Raleigh, I don't know exactly what the culture is like as far as those sort of sit downs like you were talking about. Is that sort of how things happen? Do you guys sit down together and just sort of have one-on-ones about these various pieces of legislation?
We do. It's you try and be very collegial, but So on Monday nights, typically Monday nights after session, I would go to dinner, and that dinner would typically include a handful of members from the majority party. And we would talk about legislation that's coming up that week. We talk about work that's going on in committees, and you start to use that to find areas of interest to get things done. People stop by your office because they've got a quick question. They want to lobby you for support of legislation. And so I think a lot of the work does get done sort of these small one-on-one meetings in offices, conversations in hallways, and it's not necessarily, a lot of times you see in committee and on the floor, it ends up being a lot of sort of grandstanding and a lot of speech making, and so a lot of the real work happens outside that area.
That dinner sounds like it would be very productive. Is that common at the legislature? Do people intermingle in that way?
Again, I can only speak for myself. I'd like to think it's more common than it's not. I know of some good examples of folks who do spend some time together socially. Again, for me, it's something that was important to get to know folks while I was down there. And So, you know, I really tried to reach out and make an effort for it.
This group, was it sort of like rotating characters, or did you have good working relationships with any particular legislators?
Well, I had a number of, I would say I had a good relationship with a handful of members. People that come to mind are people like Representative Josh Dobson, represents McDowell County. So here is somebody who represents a Western district. He's young. He's probably in his 30s or 40s. So we're of sort of similar age. Mm-hmm. And so he and I talked a lot about things that happen out here in the West, and talked about legislation and policy regarding that. So Josh is somebody who really I worked well with. He and I did a couple of pieces of legislation together. Representative John Hardister out of Greensboro, Guilford County area. Again, somebody who we just found some common interests and kind of built on that. Those areas of commonality are there if you're willing to go out and find them.
It's funny you mentioned Josh Dobson. He was here last week, and I was thinking he reminded me of you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys have a very similar, despite being on opposite ends of the spectrum politically.
Right.
Or at least, as parties go anyway.
Well, and with Josh and I were able to move some legislation together, but also he and I worked very closely on issues that, like with the COPA for Mission Hospital or Mission Health. We worked on that together, the amendment that eventually came through, I believe, from Representative Dollar. But, here's, again, we find Mission affects both McDowell and Buncombe. How do we work together to get something accomplished to make, ease some regulatory burdens for them? And so that's what this is supposed to be about.